This past week, I had the opportunity to speak on Psalm 16. I enjoy teaching because it challenges me to dive even deeper into God's Word. I especially enjoy digging into concepts that are unfamiliar in order to unlock the meaning and apply the truth. Therefore, it may be no surprise that my mind locked on verse 5. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. I have never heard anyone say that God is their cup. In fact, if anyone did say that, no one would have a clue as to what they're talking about. I mean, what does that mean? So I couldn't resist digging in. I found it could mean a variety of things. Are you ready to discover them with me? I've saved the best for last. First off, the Hebrew word for cup refers to a cup or bowl, deep or shallow. Many times, it's not the cup, but the contents that are highlighted. God is viewed as the host, serving his guests. God is the giver of all things. For some, the cup overflows with blessing, as in Psalm 23. For others, like in Psalm 75, the cup is filled with judgment. Secondly, I learned that cups were used for divination in the ancient world. Take a look at Genesis 44:5. Joseph's servant confronts the 11 brothers as they are leaving Egypt to return to their father Jacob. Joseph had his cup hidden in Benjamin's saddlebags. The servant says, "Isn't this the cup my master drinks from and also uses for divination? This is a wicked thing you have done." Cups were not to be used by the Israelite people to determine the will of God. God revealed himself to them through a variety of means, including directly, through Moses, the prophets, the law, and by lots. As God's people, we don't need mystical methods to foretell the future. God himself is our cup. He is the holder of our future. He is all-knowing and is in control. We can trust our future and our well-being to him. God will guide and direct us as he deems appropriate. Okay, so here's where it really gets interesting. This is the third and final aspect I discovered. The top, shallow bowl-like platform of a lampstand that held the lamp is called a cup. See Exodus 25:31. Then you shall make a lampstand of pure gold. The lampstand and its base and its shafts are to be made of hammered work. Its cups, its bulbs, and its flowers shall be one piece with it. The cup is the solid foundation for the lamp, and it holds the light secure. Let's pair that with what Christ said to the crowds during the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5, verses 14 through 16. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Isn't that a beautiful picture? We are the light. God holds us up so that we might illuminate the world around us. He is our firm foundation. He holds us securely. We need not fear, but can shine brightly. We will not be toppled. When we stand firm and shine our light to those around us, glory goes to God. Remember this. You are not to hide away or be hidden away. Stand confidently where God has placed you. Let's take this one step further. As children of God, we are to be like him. The world is full of trash talk boasting and uses people as stepping stones to advance the self. We are called to something different. Let us lift up one another, encouraging and enabling one another to use their gifts for the glory of God. Please leave a comment below. I'd love to hear how you are lighting up the world around you, how someone has lifted you up, or whatever comes to mind. Here's some scriptures to contemplate this week. Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 28. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 20 through 32. Isaiah 33, 2 through 6. Psalm 113 and Psalm 146.